Hi everyone, welcome to Michelle's Mystic Corner. I am Michelle Matheny, and I am going to be talking today about Ostara, which is coming up. And I have a co-host with me today. I have Dax Carlisle. He is the founder of Psychic Cafe and the Tarot Guild. He is a hypnosis and a grand tarot master. Hi, Dax. How are you?
Hey Michelle, yay! It's Michelle's Mystic Corner. This is like only the third episode, right?
Yep, third episode.
Cool. We're all shuffling away already. I love it. Oh, I was wondering if you were gonna at some point talk about, everybody says Easter. I call it Goddess Ostara Day.
Ostara Day. I like it.
Yes.
Yes,
So
it's
that's
an
neat. That's going to be a great topic. Oh, I'm looking in the chat. Of course, Dan's in there. And there's somebody from Spain already. Astrid is in there from Spain. Hey, Astrid.
Hi, Astrid.
That is so cool. Oh,
Wow.
and way before the show even started, we had Beverly pop in there. And she said she's a beginner trying to learn tarot. I said, hey, join the cafe, join the tarot guild. Over to psychic.cafe, sign up, it's free. And you can join our lifetime membership right now, which includes my course, which would be perfect for you. Just two payments of $39. You pay $39 now, $39 in a month. You're signed up for life. You get my course, you get certification when you're ready to get certified. You get everything in full access to our new psychic.cafe site. But I don't know if she's still in it. She was going to ask a question. I think she wanted us to pick a card for her. And I told her we'd be back in an hour and 47 minutes because she was a little, so if she pops back in, we'll pull some cards for her. But we've got Astrid in there. Love this space. Thank you,
Oh,
Astrid.
thank you,
That's what
Astrid.
Astrid said. Yeah.
We love having you here.
Awesome.
So, Dax, are you going to do a card of the day for us?
Sure, you want to go first? It's your show.
It's my show. Well, I got the King of Swords for the day.
Cool. That's a nice one, too.
It is.
I like how
And
it's, half breast naked there.
yes, right.
Oh, by the way, if you're new here, this is not the PG psychic show. Okay, we're warning you ahead of time. We're like PG-17 or R. We haven't decided.
Right.
Probably R. Probably R.
Probably are. Well, when I get the King of Swords, I see a person of action. I see a person who knows what he wants. So today, I feel like you need to know what you want and go for it. So really take the time this morning, this afternoon, this evening, really think about what it is you want to accomplish, because that's what the swords are about, is your thoughts. Think about what it is you want to accomplish and then take your action. Oops. So there we go.
Cool. Very cool. Hey, today's a 2 day.
Ooh.
March 9th, 2024. Yeah, so it's all about relationships and mediation and partnerships and, getting along with the other person and all those kind of things. I got the Hierophant.
Oh.
You gotta love it. The
Yeah.
Hierophant. This is a very interesting card. And sometimes it, out of all of the other cards, if you think about it, you look at the cards in the major arcana, and they're all kind of familiar. But the Hierophant, you know, I remember when I first picked up a tarot deck, I'm like, what the heck is a Hierophant? You know, I mean, I think in the older decks, it was like the Pope. There was actually a Papess and a Pope card, which I think became the High Priestess and the Hierophant, you know. This card's about tradition. And sometimes it pops up when somebody's going to get married, you know, depending on the surrounding cards. But it has a lot of different things it can be, you know. Sometimes it shows up when you need to seek wise counsel, sort of like the Hermit card. And so it could be indicating like a trusted advisor, a mentor, a counselor, a spiritual leader, therapist, teacher, you know, anything along those lines. Sometimes it shows up because it's the social norm. It's reminding you of ritual and the way things are supposed to be done, and it may be indicating that that's the approach you need to take. But it depending on the surrounding, for those of us that don't read reversals, depending on the surrounding cards, it can mean the exact opposite of that too. But if you read reversals and you get it reversed, okay, or if you're like us and we read all cards upright, but actually, I don't know, Michelle, do you read the reversals?
I read upright.
Oh, okay. It's funny how like you'd think we'd have a lot of people that do reversals because it's so common, but so many people in the guild, you know, either they don't do reversals or they come to me and say, "Do I have to do the reversals?" I'm like, "No, you don't." Because each card upright is a spectrum of meaning. So
Exactly.
it depends on the question and then what's the cards right next to it? And what's the other cards in the spread, depending on what kind of spread you're doing, Celtic Cross or just laying out a line of cards or whatever. And you can figure out, you know, which meaning it's hinting to. See if you read upside down cards, or you know, if you get the cards that would mean it, sometimes, you know, like the reverse Hierophant means an unorthodox approach. So, you know, don't do it like it's supposed to be done. You know, do it differently, do it your own way. That kind of thing. Sometimes if you have a decision to make, it can be talking about, you know, really tuning into your moral compass and also, you know, allowing your personal spiritual beliefs to guide you in the situation. Well, that's hilarious. My watch just told me, as you start your day, take a moment to reflect. Open the mindfulness app. So the mindfulness app is telling me that I need to be mindful right now. And I thought that's what I was already doing, damn it. Yes. So also this can, you know, be another in even though it's a five card, it's not, you know, a four card. Like the Emperor, you know, it still can be talking about structure, foundation, having a solid foundation, having a conservative, like regular job, muggle job, instead of, you know, something really daring and entrepreneurial and such like that. Oh gosh, trying to think if there's anything else. Sometimes this card shows up when you need to like step into a leadership role. That's another possibility. But with it being the two energy of the date today, I think it's more in alignment with you know, because that's relationships and mediation and counseling people and interpersonal communication, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's more leaning towards the either being the mentor or seeking out the mentor or counselor or teacher or, you know, confidant, that kind of thing. So that's what I got. And
Awesome.
you got a whole class on the Hierophant card. That's so cool. I want to do that. I want to get a on the new website, Psychic Cafe. I want to get a page up for like every one page for every card. You
That
know,
would be fun.
it's a da
Yes.
it's a daunting task, but you know, not just putting up what I think about the card, you know, each card, but I would like to get everybody that's involved with Psychic Cafe to tell me, you know, what's their ideas, and especially contemporary meanings, like not just the, you know, the old traditional meanings and things like that, but you know, here we are, we're in 2024 in the 21st century, you know, so like what does the Empress mean to you in the, you know, 21st century? What could that mean? And combinations of cards would be really cool.
Yes. That I think that would be awesome.
Yes.
I would really enjoy that. I think everybody would really enjoy that. At least everyone I know on the Psychic Cafe.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should, now that we did the cards of the day and the numerology, we should let people know that we're simulcasting on radio and on YouTube, and how to join us and all that stuff. Do you want to give out the phone number and do all that kind of stuff?
Yes. So absolutely like and subscribe to our channel. We would love that. And if you want to call in, our phone number is 714-816-4628. And if you want to be live on air with us, push number one, and then you can talk with us. And if you want to be number one in the queue, be brought up first, all you have to do is buy us a cup of coffee. And then when you do that, we will bring you right on the phone number. 714-816-4628.
Call us. Yeah,
Yes, call us.
it's all in my fancy dancy scroll down here if you forget anything, right?
You can't
Woo-hoo.
always see your scroll. I have it written down.
I know. Oh my gosh. It's hard to remember everything. You know, there's so many things going on. Just this weekend is just bad, you know. Different and you know, things that don't have anything to do with the radio shows and the Tarot Guild and everything like that, just my regular day. Oh my God. But then we also have these shows, and then we got a workshop tomorrow and a Q&A tomorrow, but I also have all these other things to do and helping out the parents and everything like that. So
You get hectic.
it's hectic. It's hectic. Hey, oh, Vanita is in again in Metacrazy. That's Jill. Glass Rose is in
Hi,
there.
Benito.
Wow. Bunch of people popping in.
Yeah.
And we've got a bunch of phone calls already.
Nice.
Yes. It's coming along here. That's pretty good. Awesome
Nice.
song. So it's Michelle's show. What does Michelle want to do next? Where are we going?
So, should we take a few phone calls, answer a few questions, and then get into the subject?
Right, and then we'll do the chat too.
Yeah. Hi, Charlotte.
Clusa just came in. Charlotte's just coming in. Vanita's saying hi to everybody. Boy, this is really cool. This is.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to say hi to Metacrazy to Jill because she messaged me on the site yesterday. Sorry, Jill, I was not able to get back with you. This weekend is just like I was saying earlier. It's just packed with stuff, with family and everything else besides trying to take care of the radio shows, the workshops, and everything like that. I will message you back. Hopefully later this afternoon, and we'll find a time we can pop on Zoom. It might not be till Monday or Tuesday, though, because we're We are just really packed, you know, and then Tuesday on, oh my God, I got stuff to go to, meetings at the Legion on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night, oh my God, it's crazy. So, you know, as soon as we can get on together, we'll take care of your profile and your cover image, get your profile all spruced up, and I'll get your custom URL made. You can let me know if you just want slash Jill. We can make it just Psychic Talk, or sorry, Psychic Cafe. I'm doing the same thing you did earlier with Dan. You remember when Dan corrected you? It's like, no, it's psychic.cafe slash live, you know. Psychic.cafe slash Jill. That's what I was thinking for Jill. As long as we said that, let's tell everybody that if you're listening on, maybe you've called in on the phone lines, or maybe you're listening to the radio side of things, you can come over to the YouTube Live and see us. And all you do is just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe slash live. It'll take you right in. Awesome sauce. And Jill says, yeah, sure, why not? Custom URL up there. Let's go over to the phone lines. Who's been waiting the longest? First caller of the day. Oh, we have a bunch of calls in there. Look at all those calls. Area code 415. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne calling from New Mexico.
Anne from
Hi,
New
Anne.
Mexico. Cool.
Wow. And how are you today?
Good. Well, I woke up to snow on the ground, which was a little
Oh,
surprising, but yeah,
wow.
now it's melted. So, yeah, late spring.
And so, what's on your mind
I would
today?
love. Yeah, I love spring. I love April. I usually is good time for me to. I always end up starting new things or new jobs or moving or I don't really plan it, but that always seems to come up in April. So I would love kind of a short term March, April in those areas of work or. Move, not moving real far, but maybe a new place.
Okay. Well, the first card I got for you, I swear I shuffled, is the card of the day, the King of Swords. So,
Wow.
which tells me you really need to put a lot of thought into your actions.
Right.
What is it that you want? Make some plans, some decisions. The next card is the Lovers card. So there's
Ooh.
some decisions to be made. Are you going to do this by yourself? Are you going to do this with a partner? Is there someone coming into your life? Because the last card I got is the Nine of Cups, which is material success.
Ooh. The wish card.
So if you put your mind with
Like
your
it.
partnership into action, you can make some of your dreams come true. And that's what I
I
see.
like
Is
it.
it? Yeah, you just have to use your mind
Awesome sauce. Well,
and your thought.
I
Yeah.
hope that helped you out, Anne.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. And real quick, Beverly is actually in the chat. And so
Oh, nice.
I took care of pulling cards for her, and then we'll go to the next call and you can do the call. That way we're like splitting things up and speeding things up. Of course, she said, pull a card for me. And I can't just pull one card, you know. In fact, I had just shuffled the deck and I did my cut. So I got the Heart of the Matter card. And it's the Knight of Swords. Look at him rushing in. Swords are thoughts and ideas. Look at that one idea that they're going with, you know, and I just feel that the cards I'm getting and this one is talking about, you know, how, hold on, let me actually look on the screen here what Beverly said, how she's a beginner trying to learn tarot and picking a card. You know, I think this is referring to the tarot, to the learning tarot, you know, is that's how you should, you know, look at it, that it's this one thing and, you know, one idea, and you're just going to go with it, you know, put everything else on the back burner, focus on this one thing. And then I get the Lover's card, you know, do you love it? Do you love it? That's what the question is, you know. And, you know, if you really love tarot, to really go for it, because, you know, you could be really, really good at it. And then the Victory card, you know, I just get the feeling that you're going to be able to pick this up pretty quickly. And then I get the Hanged Man. And notice how these are all major arcana cards. You know, I feel like this is a big life-turning thing for Beverly. You know, a big change. And the Hanged Man, what I'm getting from that is that you may want to look at tarot 180 degrees upside down from the rest of everybody else. How can you make it unique to you? Look for the uniqueness, or the path not usually taken, or, you know, anything along those lines. That's what I'm getting for Beverly.
Yay. Nice.
Okay, and we've got a ton of phone calls, and go ahead and we didn't mention it earlier, but, you know, Dan and all the other, you know, Charlotte and all the other moderators are telling everybody to go ahead and put their questions in the chat. Beatrice is in there. I mentioned Vanita. Who was the other one? Raza? No, I think I might have mentioned Raza. Yeah. Yeah, Jim's in there. Oh, my gosh. Lots of, and I can't even, there's so much text here, I cannot even read everything going on in the chat, but we'll come back and see if we can figure out who's got a question and so forth. We take them in the order that they're in there, you know, unless you buy us a cup of coffee. If you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, let us know in the chat, and we will take your question first, no matter how far down in the caller, or sorry, in the chat. How do you say that? The chat listing, whatever, you know, or if you're called into the show, we'll take your call first. Just give us your area code and your first name. Okay, so that's how you jump to the top of the queue. Make sure that your question is going to get answered, or your call is going to be taken, and we do it right away and no waiting, and we spend more time with you.
That's right.
Yes. So who was waiting next? It looks like area code 805 is next. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 805.
Oh, hi, Zach. This is Donna in California. Good afternoon.
Hi. Is it Donna?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm binging on the Netflix Wentworth. It's pretty good. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I wanted to know about finances. Do you see a door opening there where, you know, abundance is going to come in for me soon?
I got the Nine of Pentacles.
Oh, that's my number. Yeah.
Which is, with this card, it is a material gain. Yeah. So there is that for you. And then I got the 10 of Cups, which is also about success. And then the last card that I pulled is the Devil card. So you got a couple of really good cards, but then you've got the Devil card. So money, it looks like money might be coming in, but what are you attached to that your money could go out of your hands rather quickly? And so what I am seeing is you need to, when the money comes in, you need to be very careful not to let any of your attachments take over.
Okay.
And really try to save that money, because the last card I got is the Death card. Don't let yourself feel trapped by money and finances. You need to take over and feel, you need to be in control of the money and not let the money be in control of you.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah. We'll focus on that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing for you.
Thanks for the call, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, in the chat, I wanted to mention some more people that I missed on my first run through. Was Leslie's in there, who's a returning regular. Peggy Carter. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dax.
Peggy Carter is one of my daughters.
Oh, okay.
She's number 19 of the 25.
Yes. Okay. She is number 9 out of 9.
God, I was just joking.
Holy. Anyway, isn't Peggy Carter like, isn't
Marvel?
Wasn't she one of the Marvel Avengers type people?
Yes.
She was the secret agent lady thing. Started S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything.
Yes. Yep.
I loved that show, and they took it off. You know, I was so depressed. I was like, they could have went a couple more years with that, you know?
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of like was really great. But at least it had a few years and it went its course, but they never came back to Peggy Carter, and they should have.
Nope. Yep.
Anyway, so it's like, wow. And by the way, I haven't thought about that show and Peggy Carter in like a couple of years now, since the last time. And it's like, wow, talk about a flash from the past. That took me.
Right.
Clausia, that we said hello to, had a question, but okay, it's one of these convoluted questions where I don't know, maybe it's semantics, the way they don't know how to like write it out right, you know, it's confusing. So and they're giving names and giving birth dates and everything. First of all, we don't need your birth date unless we're doing your life path and your personal year number and all that kind of stuff like that, you know. We just need, you know, your name and what it is. I would like to know if Tamir's could have a romance with Lucas in the past.
So, yeah, they want to know if they've had a relationship with this other person in the past and if the other person had reciprocated the feelings.
The feelings, right. It's just a convoluted way of saying it. And who are these two people? Is one of them the person, you know, in chat asking this, you know?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't say this person, you would say me and Lucas or me and Tamir's. You wouldn't say, you know, third person, say the person's name. That is just not done in English, so you guys know. I know. I'm just trying to help out, okay? Because it's very confusing to us. Because I couldn't tell whether it was a third party reading. See, a third party is like you're asking a question about these two other people over there, and that's psychic peeping tomming. We don't do that, okay? So I'm just going to go with what we've got, and I pulled cards on it already. And the feeling I get is, see, why are they asking this question? Okay. So I got the Four of Cups. I think that they are not happy with the outcome, with what happened there. And they're unsure about, you know, how Lucas felt, or maybe it was Lucas or the other one. Anyway, but I got the Temperance card. Things were balanced, and the Sun card. So I think definitely he was reciprocating in the past in that relationship. That's what I'm just saying. That's what I'm getting, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see who else. Oh, Nick came in. Can't ever forget Nick. He's one of our lifetime members. And Jay Francis. I'm so glad you don't do psychic peeping Tomming. Yes, yes. Hey, there's a million psychics out there. You know, go find yourself a fortune teller and let them answer that for you, you know. And nothing against fortune tellers. I mean, if you want to join Psychic Cafe and you do it old school and you pull cards and you tell them that the future is written in stone, you know, go for it. You know, I mean, I don't care. You know, I don't step on anybody's toes the way they want to do things and everything. It's just not the way I do it. Okay.
Right.
I try not to read for a third person or even a second person that's like not here, you know. Anyway, yeah, lots of stuff going on in the chat, but we have so many phone calls. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Area code 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, how you doing? My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
I didn't catch your name. You said it a little too fast there.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Tim, and I'm calling from New York.
All righty. Tim from New York.
Yeah, so I just had a question. I'm working on trying to bring some abundance in, new opportunities, jobs, that sort of thing. So I've just been trying to meditate every day and asking for my guides for any assistance. Just was calling for any tips or any messages from spirit. Greatly appreciate it.
And your question is on finances.
Yes.
Sorry. So I got the Queen of Pentacles. And the Queen of Pentacles loves, she holds her money in a way that shows how much she loves it. She loves it as if it is her own child. And not in a way of hoarding it, but in a way of making it grow. And then I got the sixth card, which is success. And this is the Six of Swords. So now you need to put your thoughts into how you can make your finances grow in a successful way. And then the last card I got is the Empress. And the Empress, what I see with her, she is all about investing. And she is Mother Nature in a roundabout way. And so in order to make your abundance, you want to maybe do some investing, plant your seeds, invest some into some stocks or CDs. Make your investment grow. And that's how I see you can get some abundance going.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, indeed. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Thanks for the call. Okay. So, back to the chat. Leslie's asking about their present full-time position. They've been in it for like 2 years, and they're planning on applying for a higher ed education job in academic advising. You know, should they wait a year? I'm kind of getting, yeah, wait a year would be the best option. It looks really good. The judgment card is like the cosmic wake-up call. You know, this is a big deal. So it's kind of like if you've been hemming and hawing and not exactly sure, it's kind of like, you know, the wet mackerel comes out of the clouds and slaps you in the face, you know. Hey, Leslie, you know you should hang in there for a year. And then it's bookended with the six. It's like, I think it's like this. Okay. So the six of wands, the success card, and the king of wands, you know, going after what you're really passionate about. And then of course the six of wands is wands too. So that fiery energy of passion, it's bookending the judgment card in the center. So I think that's what it's saying. It's going to work out the best. Not that you couldn't do it now. Does that make sense? And right after that, there was a question from Glass Rose. Hello, I liked and subscribed. Thank you very much. And everybody's right now in the chat. Hey, don't forget to subscribe. Everybody watching. Yes. And even if you're watching an archive, please subscribe and like the video. That's right. It'll really help us out. We're inching ever closer to that elusive 500. In fact, I'm going to go over to the channel. By the way, to go to the actual channel, you know, the /live takes you to the live for that day. To go to the channel, we have a URL for that too. psychic.cafe/YouTube. That'll take you right over to the whole full channel. You can see all the upcoming shows, upcoming live streams. And let's look at here. We have 604 videos on the channel. Oh, wow. So we've jumped up. We had gone up to like a day ago or so. I had mentioned we had hit, I think, the 450s. Mm-hmm. And now we're at 463. So, yeah, I was right. We are getting up there, you know, more and more and more. Oh, okay. So Glass Rose said, can I please ask when my well-being will be fully healed, please? Now, normally we don't do questions around health, right, Michelle?
That's right. I'm trying to find this question.
Oh, it's right under Clusia's. And it's when Leslie and Peggy first said,
oh, hi. There it is. Okay.
Yeah. And so I decided to pull a card on it anyway, even though we don't normally talk about health because, you know, you're not legally able to diagnose and things like that. But I had a strong feeling about this. So I pulled the Two of Pentacles. Okay. And you see the juggling going on and see the waves crashing in the background, you know. I mean, this is basically what's going on with Rose right now. Okay. And I think it's going to continue for a while. It's going to take a while to fully heal. It's not going to happen overnight, you know. And I don't like making predictions at all. And as I mentioned on many shows, and you know, you and I've discussed this, Michelle, that with the timelines diverging after 3 or 6 months, you know, I don't like to go farther out than a few days, couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, you know, and I don't talk about stuff happening a year from now, 2 years from now, things like that, because so much can change and you can. Mm-hmm. you can make decisions to go in different directions. Now, in this case, it's a little different because we're talking about healing. And I don't want to say you can't speed up healing. You know, it takes how long it takes.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you can eat better, exercise, depending on what the issue is, what healing we're talking about. You can do energy healing, Reiki, things like that to speed things up, you know, get into herbology or something along those lines. But I feel this is actually, you know, and this, and mark your calendars, because like this is the only time Dax is going to ever say this ever. I think it's going to take 2 years. You know, I never predict out that far. And I'm not really making a prediction. I'm just saying that I feel, you know, the two, I don't think you're going to be healed in 2 days, 2 weeks, or even 2 months. I'm going with years, and I'm going with, it's going to be the winter of the second year. Okay. Which could be as quickly as, so, you know, we're in the winter coming out into spring here in 24. So it would be the end of 2025 going into 2026. It would be right there in the beginning of 2026 is when things will start getting, you know, fully healed. Now, you might be better before that, but I feel it's like it's just going to take a long time, you know? So that's what I got on that one. Let's see. Is there any, I'm just going to check the phone lines. No phone lines. We could continue on with what's going. Let's continue on with what's going on in the chat. So Nick popped in. Raza. Hello. Hello, my dear auntie.
That's my niece, Sierra.
Oh,
I figured it out and joined. Hi, Uncle Danny. That's so cool. You know, it's like Michelle's Mystic Hunter is actually Michelle's family. As Michelle's family turns, you know, it's like,
I like it.
It's the new soap opera on Psychic Cafe.
That's right.
Oh, yep. My God. What?
And it gets worse. I have a teenager on the road.
Oh, my God. You know, that's when you like, you double your insurance and you. Anyway, Vanita said, hello, Michelle, and everyone would like to know whatever, in quotes and giant letters, the cards want me to know. So you want to pull some cards for Vanita?
All right, Vanita. What do the cards want you to know today? This card just wants to keep jumping out at us.
And that's fine. I love when I get the card of the day. I should do some more shuffling.
Okay. So I got for you the Knight of Wands and the Knight of Swords. So I am seeing that you have some serious action that needs to start being taken in both the physical realm and the mental realm. So you're going to have to put your thoughts and your... It's time to take your thoughts and bring them into reality. And that's with these two. And then I got the four... I'm sorry, I could not see. The Four of Wands. And that tells me that it is... See, there's some work that is being done here, but it's nice, and it's not complete, but it's beautiful work. But you can't get there until you have this. So take your thoughts, take your ideas, put some action behind it, and you're going to get what you want to achieve. And you know what you want to achieve, but you just might need to maybe meditate, get a hold of your spirit guides, really think about what it is that you want.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, I hope that helps you.
Yeah. And I saw, I had missed that Astrid wanted a message from the cards. So I pulled some cards. Metacrazy was asking, is there an app for Psychic Cafe? We need to make one if there isn't one. Actually, you know, this is the thing about apps. And by the way, it costs thousands of dollars to make a, you know, a really good app, what we would want, you know.
Right.
But we don't have call for it yet.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, there's no reason to have, you know, people are going app happy. Everybody wants an app. And yeah, if it's doing something fantastic, has functionality, great. But most of the time, it's just putting the same information you have on your website in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, making a whole application just to display the same information. Well, our website, when you shrink it down, it reconfigures itself automatically. You know, that's what all modern websites do. And you can, if you want it on your home screen, you know, you just put it on your home screen. Put the link on your home screen, and when you click it, it'll take you over, you know, through your browser, you know, yeah. Chrome or Safari or whatever you're using on your phone, you know. And then if you're on a laptop, laptops should not have apps, you know. I mean, they tried that with Windows 8, and then they dropped the whole app idea after that. They still have the app store, but no one really actually uses it. Because if you have a desktop or a laptop, you're going to have applications that, you know, you get, you're not going to have phone like apps. By the way, app just means application. You know, I don't even like using that term. It's a program. It's a computer program. It's what it is, you know? And, the only reason I would want to get one for Psychic Cafe would be for like readings and things, you know? So, people visiting could get readings from our readers and have live like video and everything on there. But you know, that would cost a lot of money. That would cost a lot. And the cheap versions of apps that you can get, all they're doing is taking what you're already doing on a website and putting it onto an app to download it and put it on. People already have their browser on their phone. They can just go to our website. Yeah. So no, we don't have an app, and we probably won't have one for quite a while. You know, I mean, I've wanted to have a Tarot Guild app since like decades, you know, because I wanted something for our readers to be able to do a professional reading with clients and things, you know, but it costs thousands of dollars to set that up and other things. Yep.
Too much.
And we got to get out of here pretty soon because I have some things like at the top of this hour that I have to do. But real quickly, let me find that question again. It was Astrid. So the thing coming through is Four of Wands, and they're celebrating and everything. And you can be in that position, Astrid. I just think that you need to establish foundations, establish structure is very important. And the Moon card shows up. I feel like the message is you're going to be able to get this information from your dreams. Program your dreams at night to help you out with that. So that's the quick one that I got. Real quick. Whoop. That's my alarm on my on my watch going, you guys got to end the show soon. I just want to go over here and remind everybody about our chat, about our channel, about our coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee, where you can buy us a cup of coffee. It's also the secret way that you get to the top of the caller queue that, or get your question on chat taken care of. Now, if we don't get to your question today in chat or your phone call, remember, I'll be back tomorrow and my guest co-host is going to be none other than Pamela Steele. And then we're doing, yeah. And then we're doing a workshop after that. Write this down, psychic.cafe/Zoom, and just go there before 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's when it's going to start. But I'm going to have the Zoom opened like 30, 40 minutes ahead of time tomorrow. So if you have any questions about Psychic Cafe and the features or the guild or getting certified or building your business, becoming a host on the Psychic Talk Network, you know, you can pop on and we'll also do a Q&A after the workshop. We have a workshop with Pamela. Pamela's not only guest co-hosting with me, but she's doing a workshop before the Zoom meeting. Well, actually, it's during the Zoom meeting. And the second half of the Zoom will be a meeting and Q&A, a live discussion and Q&A, I should put it. So that's coming up tomorrow. And we're officially sponsored by the Tarot Guild, now in our 20th year. Got a sale going on with the lifetime membership, psychic.cafe/sale. 75% off lifetime membership, 50% off my readings. I'm still waiting to hear from Catherine. She's pre-recording some shows that we'll put out later this month. And the next Mystic Corner is the fourth Saturday. So that's going to be in 2 weeks from today, the 23rd. Yep. Remember, tomorrow I'm with Pamela Steele, but the following Sunday, what is that, the 17th? It's going to be St. Patty's Day and the Angelic View with Maria G. Moss. With Maria G. Moss. Awesome. So that's what's going on. And we got to end here in a couple of minutes. Is there any others we can stick in here really quick? Any questions we can get? We got down as far as Metacrazy's question on the app.
Yep. And I think what I'll do is I'll do a video in a little while on the Ostara, and I'll just post it.
Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't get to. We should have.
That's all good.
We should have went right to your topic and skipped the questions and just did whatever time we had after that. But I didn't think of that. You know, we had so much going on. It's hard enough for me to remember half the things. You know. Yeah. So,
but it was fun. So
it was a fun show. It was a fun show and we got to get out of here. Sorry. Yep. If we didn't get to your question, you know, we do 2 hour shows like all week long and everything. It's just that today, I personally have things I got to go do. And then also tomorrow we have the Zoom meeting and workshop after the show. So again, tomorrow is going to be a short show. And then, you know, I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday.
And I will post a video sometime this afternoon.
Awesome. And then we'll promote that out on the All topic, right. the Ostara topic. Sounds great. All to right. me. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.